When the 4th Judicial District founded a specialty court in late 2009, the number of military personnel behind bars in the El Paso County Jail was up by 25%. The goal is to reduce those numbers, and program manager Carrie Bailey says that means coordinating probation with mental health and substance abuse treatment.
We end up with another healthy, productive member of our community rather than taking somebody and putting them in jail. And I'm sure that the majority of the public would agree that our veterans deserve that consideration, particularly those that have served on the front lines.
In fact, 93% of those in the Colorado Springs program were combat veterans. Here's how it works. The El Paso County District Attorney decides which cases and crimes are eligible for Veterans Court. If they agree to go through with the program, they have stricter probation terms and they're required to make monthly court appearances. In return, they get things like a lesser charge or deferred sentence.
One of the criticisms we heard is that this is a get-out-of-jail-free card. These men and women can testify that that has, in fact, not been the case. They have worked very hard to be able to complete the program and to try and get to a point of recovery where they're stable, they're well, and they're moving forward in a positive way in their lives.
Despite anecdotal success stories, it's too early to know if this program is reducing recidivism rates. It graduated its first class of 8 last fall, and recidivism is studied after 1 year. But across the country, vet court programs are flourishing. About 100 have popped up in the last 4 years. Another 200 are in the works. Chris Deutsch works for the National Association of Drug Court Professionals and specializes in veterans' treatment courts. He says the need is driven by military who return home and encounter substance abuse and mental health issues and become entangled in the criminal justice system.
What we're seeing is criminal justice leaders, treatment leaders coming together to say, what can we do differently?
Deutsch says the country's oldest vet court in Buffalo has graduated 65 veterans since it started 4.5 years ago. So far, he says there's been no rearrests, but realistically, it will take years before the country knows just how effective the courts are at helping vets get out of jail and whether they stay there over the long haul. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.